A jury in Atlanta has convicted 11 former public school teachers, principals, and administrators on racketeering charges tied to cheating on standardized tests. The convictions came on the eighth day of jury deliberations after a six-month-long trial that details systematic cheating in more than 40 schools involving more than 170 educators and administrators. 35 people were indicted, and prior to the trial, more than 20 pleaded to lesser charges. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard spoke afterward about the impact he hoped the trial will have.
Our entire effort in this case was simply to get our community to stop and take a look at our educational system. That's what we wanted. We wanted people to look at the educational system that their children attended every day, to make some assessment after they made that assessment, to look to see what we had to do as a community to move forward.
Signs of widespread cheating in the Atlanta schools were first uncovered in 2008 by an Atlanta Journal-Constitution investigation. Kevin Riley is the editor, and he joins me now. Kevin Riley, welcome to the program. Explain to us again what the charges were. How did cheating on a school test become something that people may go to prison for?
Well, in the end, we all have to remember that there were bonuses and financial incentives tied to the performance of students on these test scores. So, in the end, teachers and administrators and principals have to attest to the validity of the tests. And that's really how the prosecutor pursued racketeering charges, because his case was based on illegal activity in the guise of a legitimate enterprise.